a quick look at the headlines from around the country. And of course, the Sydney newspapers lead with the New South Wales government's decision to prorogue Parliament 2 months early to stymie a parliamentary inquiry into its energy privatisation, which looks like it may not be successful. Denial of democracy is the Sydney Morning Herald headline. They've found a constitutional expert who says the decision is not completely unreasonable. So some moderation there. The Daily Telegraph is a little bit more robust. They say that the government is running scared with four big dot points. Premier shuts parliament. ALP dodges power inquiry. New South Wales branded Banana Republic, and MPs paid to do nothing, which arguably in New South Wales might be a good thing. The Australian covers another retirement from the public service with the head of the Families Department calling for an overhaul of welfare. And nestled on page 7, the shock finding that 38% of employees admit that they have been less productive than usual in the lead up to Christmas, according to a new survey. I can't tell you anything more about that article because I slackened off and didn't actually read the rest of the article, although I did note that it says 38% admit slacking off, and the headline actually says 40%, so a bit of slacking off at The Australian as well. Coming up on Radio National Summer Breakfast, we will check in on the latest at Christmas Island, but for now, it's news time and it's 6:30.